Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And in today's edition of News Watch, we're going to be talking about facial scanning in Dubai International Airport. This is something that's going on in Dubai as a way to better process passengers who are traveling on airplanes. And then we've also got another story today about Huang Bowei. I hope I said that right. And his amazing journey. He was able to climb He Huan Shan with just a pair of artificial legs. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I couldn't climb it with my real legs. So yeah, I'm impressed. Yeah.
I don't quite know exactly where He Huan Shan is. Is that on the Central Cross Island Highway or somewhere in Nantou? I'm not quite sure. I think I was there years ago, but man, I've been so busy. I just haven't had a chance to travel around Taiwan like I'd like to. So the only way to travel these days is to travel through our news story. So let's find out what's happening first in Dubai and then on He Huan Shan. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
Dubai International Airport, one of the busiest in the world, has adopted a novel approach to getting through security. No longer will people line up to have their passports checked. Instead, they will register their faces at special kiosks in the airport and walk through an aquarium-like tunnel lined with 80 hidden cameras. The authorities hope this will be faster, more pleasant,and more accurate than the original security checks. While passengers walk through the virtual tunnel displaying animated marine animals, the cameras will scan their faces. The large number of cameras will allow for better shots, as they will capture every angle. Computers will also monitor passengers' identities, and they will see a green sign if they've successfully cleared security, or a red one,if officials need to perform a closer inspection. Like other facial recognition systems, there are privacy concerns, however. Passengers' data might be sold to businesses or shared with other governments without the passenger's consent. The airport plans to begin installing the tunnels this summer and intends to upgrade them to include iris scanners in the future.
Huang Bowei's amazing journey.Huang Bowei has recently added his name to the list of people who have climbed He Huan Shan. This wouldn't be especially remarkable, except that Huang accomplished this on a pair of artificial legs. He suffered terrible burns in a dust explosion incident in 2015, which left him in critical condition. As a result, his legs and right arm were amputated. Huang spent months in the hospital recovering,and having to eat and drink with a special utensil while his left arm properly healed. Everyday tasks became enormous challenges, and he had to get used to failure. Nevertheless, the experience taught him that overcoming adversity is a necessary part of achieving one's goals. Huang's efforts paid off. Once he left the hospital, he finished college and became an intern at a technology company. Moreover,He fulfilled his dream of scaling He Huan Shan after months of training. Despite people's doubts that he could lead an adventurous life after the incident, Huang proved them wrong. He has written a memoir, Alive, hoping to encourage others with his inspiring life journey.
Our first news story headline is Facial Scanning in Dubai International Airport.Now, if you're talking about scanning, usually scan documents or pictures, things like that. I have to scan documents sometimes and send them in the mail to people. Here, we're going to scan your face. But this is a technique that's pretty popular these days. It's used to identify people, to tell who they are.They use it a lot in the law enforcement industry, you know, the police, the FBI, people like that. They use facial scanning a lot. But normal people, we're not used to this so much, but it's becoming more and more common to see this. And now they're going to be installing cameras so they can scan your face if you go to Dubai.
Yes, indeed. They can use facial scanning to recognize who you are. It kind of reminds me of your smartphone and Facebook and stuff like that. It seems to know who you are. It has this little square around your face,
you know,
and then it puts the name there. Is this who that is or something like that? Maybe they know too much or something
like that. I never tell them.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have plastic surgery one of these days. But in any case, yes, facial scanning here, and this is in Dubai or the Dubai International Airport, of course. Dubai is a country in the Middle East. Now, Dubai International Airport, one of the busiest in the world, has adopted a novel approach to getting through security. So they've started to use this approach or this technique or this method of getting people to pass through security. We're describing this as a novel approach. No, it's not a book. Novel here as an adjective means it's kind of new, it's interesting, and it really hasn't been done before. So it's a novel approach, a new way to get people through security. Now, no longer will people line up to have their passports checked. In America, sometimes we say to line up or to get in line. But in any case, yes, people won't have to get in line or have their passports checked. Instead, what do they do?
I wanted to mention, if you step in front of somebody in line and you don't wait your turn, we say you're cutting. You're cutting in line. Don't do that. So instead, they will register their faces, not their names, their faces with their names, of course, at special kiosks in the airport. Kiosks are pretty popular these days. When I was growing up, before the onslaught of computers and computer technology, a kiosk, the word, was used to describe vendors outside who had a little, like a hut or a cube where they'd sell newspapers and gum, things like that. Especially in New York, there are a lot of kiosks. But nowadays, if you go to the airport here in Taiwan, they have them too. They're like small computers that stand alone, so you don't have to wait and talk to a real person. You can take your passport and type in some information, and you can get your ticket that'll let you board the plane, your boarding pass, as they're called. That's a kiosk. So if you see that word now, we're using it more and more to talk about those standalone computers that will help you avoid going in long lines. You can take care of your business there. I was just at the hospital, and they have kiosks there. You don't have to wait in line to pay. You can just go to the kiosk, which is really cool.
Yes, they're trying to make things more automated. This reminds me of the old days in Taiwan when there were kiosks at the sides of the roads selling bus tickets and cigarettes and stuff like that. You'd have to go a long way in the past to remember those. But in any case, as Stephanie said, these are like computer terminals in the airport. And then what you do is walk through an aquarium-like tunnel lined with 80 hidden cameras. I'm imagining the aquarium down there in Chuchung, or Kunding there, where you walk through these tunnels and all these fish are swimming around you and stuff like that. So I'm imagining it's something like that. It's a tunnel, and it's an aquarium-like tunnel, and there are 80 hidden cameras in there, and they're scanning your face as you walk through there. The authorities hope this will be faster, more pleasant, and more accurate than the original security checks. Authorities, an authority, usually is somebody who's an expert on something, but if you see this as a plural noun, the authorities, that just means the people who are in charge.
That's right. But don't get excited. You're not going to see real marine animals. While passengers walk through the virtual tunnel, you're going to see some animated marine animals. If something's virtual, guys, by now most of you know that something that's virtual is not real. It was produced through computers. So it looks like a tunnel. It's not really a tunnel. But you'll be entertained by seeing some animated marine animals. So they're not still or not moving. They're actually moving. They've been animated through a computer. Nowadays, there are lots of animated movies. We just call them cartoons or animations. They're fun to see, but they require a lot of work. But these are animated marine animals. Marine just means referring to the sea. So you're not going to see like giraffes or monkeys. You're going to see fish and animals that only reside in the sea.
Whales, sharks, perch, walleyes, stuff like, except those are freshwater fish.
Yeah, while you do that, the cameras will then be scanning your face. You won't even see the cameras, though.
Right, they are hidden cameras, yeah. And so the large number of cameras will allow for better shots as they will capture every angle from high, from low, from the side, from the left, from the right, etc. And computers will also monitor passengers' identities, and they will see a green sign if they've successfully cleared security or a red one if officials need to perform a closer inspection. So here we've got the word monitor being used as a verb. That just means they kind of keep track of their identities to figure out who is who. And you get a green sign, maybe a green light or something. If you're okay, go ahead. You can go ahead and get on your flight. Or a red light, which says, uh-oh, you might have something on your body that you're not supposed to have. You're bringing something in, or maybe you look like a criminal or something. So they'll perform a closer inspection. Probably won't be anything, but to the computer will pick something up in any case. Now, like other facial recognition systems, there are privacy concerns, however, okay? So people will be concerned. They'll be worried about their privacy with these facial recognition systems. Recognition is from the verb to recognize, to be able to identify someone and tell who they are. Yes, indeed. Will this violate your privacy?
It might. So here's the problem. Passengers' data, your face, your name, your age, things like that, might be sold to businesses or shared with other governments without the passenger's consent. So they may not ask you in advance before they share your information or data with other countries or businesses. That's happening already as we use social media and stuff. A lot of these websites and different businesses that we're using online are selling our information to other companies, and sometimes it's not easy to opt out, which means you tell them you can't do that. Sometimes it's hard to find where you tell that company, I don't want you to sell my information or use it in any other way. If you give someone consent, guys, it just means you give them permission to do something. You say you agree to something. A lot of times, if kids are in school and they have a field trip, before they can go, parents will have to give their consent for their children to get on that school bus and go somewhere on a field trip.
It could also be a verb to consent to something. Uh-huh. I did not consent to this interrogation, for example, as a verb, but here it's being used as a noun. And this story here finishes off. The airport plans to begin installing the tunnels this summer and intends to upgrade them to include iris scanners in the future. So they're going to upgrade them. Of course, that's a verb to give a better version of something, an upgrade of your computer software, for example. And also here we've got iris scanners, things that scan your iris. That's the part of your eye that has the color blue, green, brown, etc. That's your iris. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first article for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name's Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第四单元。好，我们来看新闻。今天的新闻第一个主题呢，要看看机场里面有没有新的方式来做安检呢？有的，这个机场是在杜拜。我们来看这则新闻里面，我们知道杜拜是一个国际机场，它也是世界上最繁忙的机场之一。不过我们刚刚说到安检，他们现在有新方法。提到新，诶，这有一个字是 novel。我们知道 novel 本来是小说，这大家都知道，可是在这里当作形容词用。这种意思呢就不一样了，它表示新颖的，是没有听说过的，所以是 something new, something unheard of。 那我们再看它后面说到的这种新的 approach, 也就新的方式 to getting through security。 好，记得 approach 是方法，那后面介系词用 to, 在这里当然就相当于 toward, 也就是就某一件事对某一件事的做法上有不同的方法。所以看到了 getting through 的 T-I-N-G, 那我们就知道 to 它是一个介系词。好，接下来呢说到这个新方法，它下面就说 No longer will people line up。 诶， No longer 这个片语当然是不在，可是我们注意到 no, 它基本上是一个否定的字。像这样子的片语 no longer, 它是副词性的哦。那我们放在句子的开头就会形成倒装句。这是英文的一种特色。 否定的字眼、否定的字词、副词，放句首形成倒装，那也就是后面的主词跟动词会有颠倒的现象，就像你写疑问句一样，助动词的 will 就会先写，然后再写主词，后面才会继续接着写动词等等。好，看起来就像疑问句。那这边呢，当然我们晓得这个倒装句之后，它的意思是说人们就不需要再排队了。那说到不需要排队做什么， To have their passports checked， 这个 have 是一个实义动词，而实义动词呢在后面它当然会接受词，要别人做什么事。这个动词部分呢、要注意到的是这个 checked， 它是一个 PP， 也就是过去分词。为什么用过去分词？很简单，因为你知道护照是被检查的。好，所以实义动词的用法里，当你接着受词，而受词后面接下来的补充说明的这个字，如果它是表示被动，你就要用过去分词。再来，我们继续往下看。当然这样子的新方式到底怎么做，我们来瞧一瞧。它下面就有说明，原来很特别的就是它呢是让每一个旅客通过一个虚拟的隧道Virtual Tunnel， 而这个 Virtual Tunnel 里面呢竟然还会有所谓的 Camera 在这边监控。那整个系统其实说穿了，它是一种 Facial Recognition System， 我们中文就把它翻成脸部辨识系统。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're on to our next story, which is entitled Huang Bowei's Amazing Journey. Let's talk about this particular guy. He's recently added his name to the list of people who have climbed a very popular mountain in Taiwan, which is Huashan. I haven't been there myself. Tom, you went about 20 years ago, right?
Well, yeah, I went on the road that goes near there.
Oh.
But I did not climb Huashan.
We can't give you credit then for hiking to the top. Okay.
And I believe also Huashan is kind of like Alishan. Like there's not really one mountain that's Alishan.
There are lots of peaks.
Right, yeah. Huashan is actually a mountain range, if I'm not mistaken. Although there could actually be one single mountain. I don't know. Again, I haven't been there in 20 years. We could look this up. But
I think Uling is the most famous peak on that mountain from what I was reading.
Okay, fair enough.
I looked up at Wikipedia, guys. So.
Okay, good enough. Yeah. Okay, but in any case, it's quite a feat to climb Huashan.
Yeah.
And this wouldn't be especially remarkable, except that Huang accomplished this on a pair of artificial legs. So, of course, hundreds, if not thousands, of people have climbed Huashan. Huang Bowei climbed Huashan. Big deal. Who cares? Lots of other people have climbed it. But this is actually very remarkable. It wouldn't have been remarkable, except that he did this or accomplished this with a pair of artificial legs. Now, here we've got the word remarkable, which means it's something that you can remark about. It's fantastic, it's wonderful, it's notable, it's something that people would take notice of. So it wouldn't be remarkable, it wouldn't be anything special, except for the fact that he did this or accomplished it on a pair of artificial legs.
Wow.
To accomplish something just means that you do something that is quite difficult to do. It might require years of training or something like that, but then finally you're able to do it. You successfully complete a difficult task.
Right. I can't imagine how difficult that would be, because it wasn't too long ago that he was injured horribly in an accident that was publicized a lot here. There was a big fire, a dust fire, at an amusement park.
I think it was more of an explosion than a fire, or was it an explosion and then a fire.
I saw a video and there was a lot of fire on the video. So he was there, which is horrible. A lot of people were burned and were in critical condition. He was one of those people. If you go to the hospital, there are different ways to talk about the condition of somebody. You can be in critical condition, severe condition, stable condition. And critical is probably the most serious. If you're in critical condition, you're usually in ICU, which is an area of the hospital where you have a nurse, your own nurse is checking you 24/7. So as a result of that accident, his legs and right arm had to be amputated. The burns were so bad. If something's amputated, it means it's cut off. We use it to talk about cutting off limbs like arms and legs. And of course, a doctor would amputate.
Right. People who are diabetic, of course, sometimes have to have their limbs amputated. I know of a guy who has diabetes and had to have his leg amputated because of diabetes. The circulation isn't so good. The legs started to rot, and so they had to cut it off, etc. And getting back to Huang here, Huang spent months in the hospital recovering and having to eat and drink with a special utensil while his left arm properly healed. So he was in hospital. Or in the hospital, recovering for a long time, many months, and he had to use a special utensil. Of course, when we refer to knives and forks and spoons and chopsticks and stuff like that, those are utensils. Don't you eat with utensils? No, I eat with my bare hands.
Some cultures do, like the Indian culture. They like to eat with their hands. Sometimes food tastes really good if you eat with your hands. Yeah, so utensils. Sometimes people bring them to work and to use them. So every day, tasks that are pretty easy for most of us, we don't even think about it until you hurt yourself and you think, oh, I need that arm or I need that hand. These everyday tasks became enormous challenges for him. He had to get used to failure. So nevertheless, even though this was true, the next part is also true. The experience taught him that overcoming adversity is a necessary part of achieving one's goals. That's true for everybody, no matter what condition your body's in. So if you overcome something, it just means you succeed in dealing with a problem, dealing with a challenge, something that's very hard for you. It could be emotional. It could be physical. It could be mental. We all have to overcome different types of adversity in our lives. Adversity refers to things that are difficult. Could be a sickness. It could be a situation that you grew up in. Maybe you don't have a lot of money. Your family was poor. Maybe you got into a bad accident. We all have things that we have to overcome in life in order to achieve our goals and be successful.
Yeah, maybe you are extremely shy, so you need to work on overcoming your shyness in order to become a good public speaker or something like that. So here he had to overcome adversity or difficulty. It was necessary to achieve his goals, and Huang's efforts paid off. If something pays off, that means you are successful, you get benefits after some kind of effort. I could say that, well, I went to university, I went to Harvard, but it didn't pay off. I transferred to another school, and then I got a better degree. So in this particular case, his efforts did pay off. He did have some success. Once he left the hospital, or the moment he left the hospital, he finished college or university and became an intern at a technology company. An intern, of course, is somebody who works someplace, but they're doing it to receive some kind of training. Interns don't usually receive any kind of pay, or maybe they do, but
sometimes
it's not the best.
Sometimes they can. Yeah, it depends.
It's not the best salary, of course, but mainly you're there to be trained. So he was an intern at a technology company. Moreover, or in addition, he fulfilled his dream of scaling He Huanshan after months of training. Here we've got the verb to scale as a verb. That just means to climb, basically, to climb to the top of a mountain.
Wow, pretty amazing here. So despite people's doubts that he could lead an adventurous life after the incident or accident, you could say too, Huang proved them wrong. Adventurous, of course, you're doing a lot of kind of risky stuff. And we use that word incident if something negative happened. We don't always use that for something positive. So good for him. He has also written a memoir. A memoir is a book written by the person sharing his experiences, his memories of his life or something that happened. So you might want to check that out. It's called Alive. And he hopes that his book will encourage others with his inspiring life journey. I'm sure it will.
Probably a pretty good read. Hopefully, they'll translate it into English. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Before we say goodbye, we'd like to hear once again from our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看第二则新闻。第二则新闻是我们跟台湾本地有关的。大家知道这位黄伯伟先生吗？他呢，成功登顶合欢山。说起来，登合欢山好像没什么了不起。不过呢，为什么要提他？当然是有道理的。好，这句话 ，except 我们知道它是一个平常都拿来当做介系词用的，除了什么之外，可是不要忘记，它也可以当连接词。就像在这边 ，except 后面它一个 that 子句 ，except that， 中文我们可以说，只不过有一点它不一样。怎么个不一样？因为它是靠着意志来完成这件事。好，所以这里有个 on a pair of artificial legs。这个故事当然令人很感动。因为呢，下面就会说明他的背景，他其实就是在2015年晨报事件，当时呢，他受了很严重的烧伤，而他的腿，他的右臂都被截肢。好，那说到他的故事，后面当然要知道这个过程很辛苦，他在医院里面呢 spend month in the hospital recovering， 注意到了吗 ？spend 这个动词，他本来就是花时间或者是花体力，那后面如果你要再接动词，也就是表示你花时间花体力做某事，他是要接 V-I-N-G， 这也就是为什么看到了 covering and having 都是 V-I-N-G。 好，接下来当然我们说到他这样子的经验让他领悟到了人生不一样的一个价值跟意义，也就是说他认为克服逆境是达成个人目标必要的一部分。好，那我们谈到这个之前，这边还有一个片语要稍微注意一下，也就是说他必须要因为身体的这种状况而 get used to failure。 get used to 这个片语其实算常见片语哦，要记得这个 to 是一个介系词，而且这个 get used 是念 used，这表示习惯于。那接下来这段呢，当然会提到他的努力获得回报。他当时呢，离开了医院之后，就完成了大学学业。看到了吗 ？Once he left the hospital， 这个 once 就是一怎么样，然后就怎么样。注意哦，这是一个很好用的连接词。今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
That's all for today, everyone. We're very grateful for your joining us today, and we sincerely hope you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.